stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, if you live in a complex or in a state, you're going to totally relate. There's always one person that is the complainer of the estate, of the complex. If it's not the body corporate, then there's one person that does nothing all day but look for problems with other people.
Mm, they're like a prefect without a badge.
Yeah. Who lives in an estate here or a complex where you can live in a block of flats and there's some person is the appointed...
Even when they're not a
principal. Yeah. And they complain all the time to the body corporate or the flat manager, whoever. Mm-hmm. All right. So, this is what happened. This lady, her name is Diane Pugh. Mm. So, she's just moved in like 5 months ago, loving her new little complex. Mm. But there's this guy. So it's one of these where there's like one at the bottom, one in the middle, one at the top.
Right.
She's right at the top. The guy underneath is constantly complaining. Like literally complaining since day one. About her moving furniture and...
Walking.
You know, you walk on high heels and... on her floor.
Terrible.
His ceiling. Uh-huh. Complain. So her colleague at work, she's been telling her colleague at work all about this. So I decide to go in.
Oh, no.
And she's never spoken to the complainer before. Because every complaint she deals with from the complex manager saying, the guy below you has just complained. Okay. Let me escalate the situation. I got another complaint.
Because she's recently moved in there, and it's an ongoing thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was obviously home last night, eh?
Yes. She's on the third floor. She's on the highest floor.
Okay, so she's quite a wuss chick, eh?
Yes, she can get upset.
Because you say the guy below her complains that she walks too hard.
He accused her of putting her boots on at 4 in the morning and stomping around in the flat.
Okay, so she's on the top floor.
Yes.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to complain about her cooking last night.
Okay. That will be brilliant.
About the smells coming from her house.
Yeah, because she's a terrible cook.
Is it?
Yeah.
What I need you to do is I need you to be my ears.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So if you can keep your phone on.
I will be.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Hello. I'm looking for Diane Pugh.
Speaking.
I'm calling you from Narrow Farm Court.
Yeah.
All right. You live way above me. What were you cooking last night?
Last night I made myself a snack witch.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
What is it that you have with me? Because I see that you have a problem with me. And if you have a problem with me, please contact Cindy or Nona. But I'm getting tired now. Now you're asking me what the hell I'm cooking.
Because it smelled disgusting.
I don't care if it smells. I wasn't cooking.
You're like the worst cook in the world. You shouldn't be allowed.
I don't cook.
You are polluting.
And how the hell did you get my number?
I got it from the estate manager.
Well, he is not allowed to give out the information.
Well, look, I'm tired of having to put up with the horrible smells.
Really, I am.
What were you cooking? Because it smelled like you were slow roasting a dog's butthole.
Slow roasted dog's butthole. Wow. G'day.
Hi, look, I just want to have a conversation with you.
No, I do not want to have a conversation with you, but I've had enough of you. I don't cook every night, and that's got nothing to do with you.
Look, can
now you must leave me alone.
Can you never cook?
Oh, my word. I'm sorry.
Nice for talking with me, cooking.
Karen, what's going on?
This guy finds me from underneath me. Yeah. That guy's bummy. First, he's got a problem with me walking with my shoes. Then he's got a problem of me stopping my electricity. Now he's going to ask me, what the hell did you put yourself in? And the night before. I can't believe he has the cheek. Finally done my work. I said, how dare you?
Good day.
Hello, Diane.
What? I want to know what problem you have with me.
You're cooking. It stinks. Because
you underneath me. So how can you smell my food if I'm cooking because it goes up?
Sorry, just hold on a sec, Diane. Hello? Sorry, who's that? Okay, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. So sorry, Diane. That was Fear Factor, and they were asking me to ask you for some recipes.
Oh, my. What is it? Who are you anyway?
I would like to actually maybe buy you takeaways every night because I can't put up with that smell. I was vomiting.
Shame, whatever. Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah, it's that bad.
Shame. Well, then buy incense and burn them. Ready.
Can't you go on a cooking course or something?
Oh, my gosh. And I don't care if it goes into your flat.
There's books. Use a book. Because your food smells like your surname.
And so does yours.
No, your food smells like your surname.
Your food, when I walk past your flat, absolutely stinks.
Like
really.
What?
Really. Because I'm getting very, very angry. Really.
What?
I really don't care.
What
I cook has got to do with
no,
me.
Don't
it's got
cook.
Nothing to do with you or anybody else in that building.
Watch MasterChef or something and learn some stuff.
Well, why should I? Why don't you watch it?
How can look, if it smells that bad, imagine what it tastes like.
You know what, Tay? I've got no time for this because I'm actually at work.
Just don't ever cook again.
I will.
No, don't.
No, I will.
Don't.
And this time I will cook and I will make you hurl even worse than you did last night. I think yours actually stinks because I don't know what you and your wife cook, really, because it honks. It is terrible.
Diane, the skunks in the neighborhood are getting high on your stash.
You, the main mother. Nobody must cook with you. I must just keep quiet and I must tiptoe in my flat. And I've been there 5 months. I am so sick and tired. Tell you, to your face, what I think of you. I can't stand you. I really, really can't.
Why?
The day I moved into my flat, you had a problem with me.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You walked up and you knocked on my door and you said, will you please stop moving? And I'm getting very angry. Because you have had a problem with me from the day I moved into my flat.
Well, I'm angry
now
too.
You got a problem with me cooking. Oh my gosh, this is unbelievable.
Because your cooking smells.
I don't care.
It's disgusting.
I really, really don't care if my food stinks. I don't care. Buy incense and then burn the incense.
But,
or open your front door. Or close your front door. Close your window. And then you won't smell mine.
I would rather actually smell your toilet than your cooking.
Oh, I'm actually going to put this phone down.
You work,
because I've now had enough of you.
You
really.
You work at the flower place, right?
Yes, I do. And that's got nothing to do with you either. I mean, how dare you ask?
Because it smells like poopery. That's what it does.
No, shame. Take the water in my ass. I really don't care. Shame.
By the way, can I just ask you a favor?
What?
Sorry?
What?
But
so what do you want?
Favor.
What?
Okay.
What next? What else are you going to tell me about? That I run too much water in my bath?
Could you maybe bring home a dozen roses I can give to my wife tonight?
No, I will not.
How much would that cost?
For you? Yes, 20,000 rand.
Oh, come on.
Yes, because I hate you.
But the paint must be peeling off the walls there in your flat.
No, really? Are you bored?
Yeah.
It's got all to do with you. I am so angry. What do you want? Because I can't stand you. You've given me a hard time from the day I moved into my bloody flat. Gosh, man, I haven't even been there 2 years. 5 months. 5 months. Now you got a problem with me cooking.
Sorry?
I will swear if I want to swear because you're making me angry.
No,
what do you want? Just tell me what the hell do you want? I'm going to put this phone down. Please make a list and tell me what else bugs you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Go ask her what happened.
I can't believe you phone me about my work. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Oh, you bloody You know what, Jay? Every time I hear you on the radio, every day I think, you know what, Jay? It's never going to happen to me. I'm going to hit you. Really?
You were. Do you know how.
Oh my God. Wicked, you are excellent and I love your show.
Oh, Diane!
Oh, my
goodness. You really put that woman through it. What a sweetheart until the villainous neighbor. I hate you! Yeah.